This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Panic and Treat, the podcast, is a personal podcast produced for informational and entertainment purposes only. The content reflects the host's opinions and personal experiences as new graduate nurses. It does not constitute professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment.
All patient details have been changed or left out to protect privacy in accordance to HIPAA guidelines. Any resemblance to real people is purely coincidental. The point of views in this podcast are ours alone and do not reflect those of our employers, schools, or any organizations we are connected to. For health concerns or concerns of a general nature, please talk to a qualified professional. And with that, let's get started.
Hello, besties.
Hi, guys. It's Alora.
And it's Jess.
And welcome to the Panic and Treat podcast again. Keep coming back. We're loving it so far. We're getting started.
We have a viewer from Canada.
And then I do believe we have a viewer from the District of Columbia.
But I'm pretty sure it's your sister.
It might be my sister. Shout out to whoever that is, whether it's my sister.
If it's not Letty, we love you. If it is Letty, we love you.
Oh my goodness. So let's get into this week. Let's go drink of the weeks.
Wait, let's talk about our unboxing.
Sorry, I was getting ahead of myself.
You are.
Yes.
You know, sip parade. Girly, you did it again.
I know.
Look at these cute little cups.
Well, and she had such a good winter.
Such a good winter collection.
I had a hard time actually picking what I thought we were going to love the most.
She also got this new mug rug. It's a little candy. Mine's pink and hers is red. We wanted to bring a little bit more color to the pod and everything is pink.
Alternating. Yeah.
Okay, so what are we drinking this week, Alora?
Okay, so we're taking a chance on the new winter Red Bulls. I guess they're probably a limited edition. But it's Fuji Apple and Ginger. Everybody's raving, so it better be fantastic.
Little ASMR.
You love anything apple, so.
Ooh, no, I like that. It tastes like a Granny Smith.
There's the ginger. I think I like it.
Nope, I like it. Red Bull?
I'm learning to be, because in the past I haven't really been a huge ginger fan, but I'm actually really starting to like it. I just can't eat it on
its own. Do you know why they put it with sushi? It's antibacterial.
It's a hint. I thought it was because it was a palate cleanser.
No, it's an antibacterial. It kills the bacteria. Because sometimes the fish can have bad bacteria on it.
Mm-hmm.
It kills that.
Well, how is it going to kill that if it's not touching it?
That's why you're supposed to eat it, dude.
I am risking my life every day.
Our candle of the week. We have not been to Walmart yet or anywhere really because Jessica's been sick. But we're going to redo the pumpkin apple one just because it's got a nice little fall ambiance.
We love a little pumpkin apple.
And it just smells so good.
I know. We got to get our winter scents on.
Got to go shopping. Anything interesting happened this week?
I gotta bring in my champagne toast candle for the new year because I feel like that's just such a new year scent. Speaking of which, Bath and Body Works, please come out with the perfume version, not the body mist, the perfume one again because I religiously.
And you're out, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Well, I had my other one for a really long time. It was the original, the first year that they did it, and it was the little cube one, not the weird cylinder bottle that they did afterwards. But I'm out. But I'm trying new things now because I don't have that one anymore.
There's one girl at work that works a night shift on my floor, and she comes in, and every time I'm you just smell her get off the elevator. And not in an overly powering way, her hair just smells good. I don't know what she uses, but
I know sometimes
every time she walks by,
if I've come fresh from the shower and I put my hair down, it wafts everywhere, and everybody's you smell like a shower.
No, thank you.
In a good way, I don't
know. I'm clean.
Oh, goodness. Has anything crazy happened to me this week?
I got really sick, guys.
I know.
I'm supposed to be in Texas right now. And we were going to try to do, like, the over the computer mm-hmm. recording this week for you guys just to see how that went. But Jessica decided to get really bad strep throat. Yeah. Ear infection.
She was unwell. And then I was unwell the week. I didn't have strep because I only was, like, really sick for, like, a day or so.
Yeah, no.
But, and I recovered, I think, rather quickly from my travesty of a day. But I was so sick as well. It was, yeah. It's going around the hospital
right now. Fun fact, nurses, if you have a patient who has lupus, just remember, lupus exacerbates everything, like, makes it 10 times worse. Mm-hmm. So, like, yeah, I had strep throat, and you're like, ah, whatever, it's just strep throat, it gets me antibiotics, you're fine. No, Jessica's on prednisone now, and I was, like, Kirk thought I was dying at one point. He almost mm-hmm. took me to the emergency room because of how I was breathing when I was sleepy. And I was like, no, your problem seems to see now.
That's what I was
saying. He was like, I was genuinely worried. And I was like, I'm fine, I promise.
You're like, that is, you know, unrelated.
Both causes were just touching. Yeah. The doctor that saw me at urgent care was like, can you breathe okay? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, your tonsils are touching. And I'm like,
you're like, well, they are inflamed.
They are inflamed. It's fine.
I don't think anything crazy. I took my preceptor class, everybody.
Yay.
I think it was actually really nice. Like, there was a lot of things that I think are helpful. I think there are a couple of things I wish they had done more of. Mm. But I don't know, because when I took the class, like, I think it was really good. Like, we went over learning styles and, yes, like, how you learn, nice. Like, the auditory versus the visual versus the kinesthetic. And then we went over, like, how to deal with conflict, and that was okay. But I think, like, the conflict models that they use, it's that risk assessment. If you guys have never heard of that, I think we've talked about this before.
No, we're going to try to get Heidi to come on.
All right. Hold on for that.
Pause. We'll talk about that in a
hold
day.
On to that. Yeah, but anyway,
we
went over that, but I definitely think, like, it has a time and a place, and it's a little bit harder if you're, like, emotionally unstable.
Yes.
Either the people you're talking to, but that's another problem for another day.
Yes.
And then we did a whole bunch of good. It was so good. I just kind of wish we'd went over, like, kind of more what your milestones look like as you're a new orientee.
But, yes.
But I guess I would say it's probably really hard for them to do that just because, you know, everybody's orienting to a different specialty, because it's not just like nurses that take the class. It's the, it's like the physical therapist yes. and the phlebotomist and everything. Like, everybody.
I wish there was like at least for nursing, I wish there was like a roadmap of where they wanted people to be mm-hmm. week by week. Like, this week, your orientee is just shadowing you. Then you're gonna and like, I hate the nurses who are like, oh yeah, I'm gonna orient people, and then they just throw in a room and walk away. Like, that's not teaching. That's not.
Yeah, we talked about that. We were like, no, that's not okay.
There's so many out there. I do, it like, bothers me.
And then, but then I think it's also hard because, you know, everybody has an individual journey. Mm-hmm. But that way, you could at least like get like some baseline data and be like, okay, this is where we should be. Should we slow this down or should we speed this up?
Yes.
But I feel like that's probably more of like a unit thing.
Yeah, I feel like every unit's different.
Yeah, especially because, like, what you do is different on every single floor. So, really, that's not for them to teach, but that's something that I kind of wanted more of. So, I'll definitely have to follow up on that.
June, we research, so don't worry.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's, like, part of the research stuff. But
I don't know. They do different classes every year. I think last year we did, what did we do? Oh, we did, like, soothing techniques. Mm-hmm. So, everybody got, actually, I'm not my badge. It's, like, a, tactile distractor, mm-hmm. which is great for me, because if you ever see me and I'm getting anxious, I start doing this.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is perfect. I can just play with my badge. We did, like, something. I don't remember what the
I'm
class
like a called, fidgety but. Person. I want to wear what, like, one of those like weird like little fidget rings.
Yes.
I'm not a ring ooh, person.
Speaking of rings, you guys.
Oh, yes.
Jessica got an Aura ring. It's only week one of wearing it, but like really liking the detail. Really like it. Mm-hmm. I'll let you guys know in a couple weeks if it's like worth the splurge. I used my FSA to buy it this year because I was like, I gotta spend it on something.
Yeah.
And I had already bought my husband bought my Echo stethoscope, so I couldn't spend it on that. So I was like, we're gonna try this. Really liking it so far. It's like comfortable to wear. Only weird thing is at night it like lights up. It's like sensing and you see the light.
You're so like your fingers glow.
I'm moving it like I feel like one of the people with the pulse ox on, and they're like, what's this? And I'm like, it's your ET finger.
Oh my goodness. Did you ever watch Witches?
Witches or
Witches?
Yes.
Yes. That's what I like. That's what it reminds me of every single time.
Gosh.
And I tell people that. I'm like, that's what it reminds me of. I wear a Garmin, and I love that too. Like, I used to have an Apple Watch, and honestly, like, I love my Apple Watch, but it never stayed charged. And I know you had a very similar problem with your
Apple Watch is like limping on my ears. I've had that sucker for a long time.
Well, mine was like way newer, and it just wasn't the vibe.
Oh, I can't wear it more than one day without charging it.
Yeah. So, but this one I wear for like a week at a time, and it does fantastic. But it doesn't have, like, all the fancy stuff that your Aura Ring has. If it does, I haven't gotten into it. But honestly, I haven't even, like, really looked at all the stuff that I can do with it.
I also got the glucose monitoring. So now you can buy, it's by Dexcom, the guys who do the glucose monitoring for the diabetic patients, the wearable one. But it's not as in-depth as that one. This one is, like, a non-prescription over-the-counter version. I started that yesterday after I started feeling better. So we're going to see what my blood sugar does.
Would you mind saying how much you paid for it for anybody that wants to like maybe invest?
My Aura Ring was $420, I believe. It's it's not the new one, the ceramic one. I'm going to break that sucker.
The
pink one is so cute, but I think I would break it. So I just got the basic silver, the non-brushed one. I was like, I want it shiny. They also make little covers for them because I'm like rough on stuff. So I bought covers on Amazon for them. They just haven't come in yet.
Okay.
So I'll be able to change it.
I love a good customization.
Right. And then the Dexcom pieces, they're $90 if you buy them through ordering. $99 on Amazon. Mm. Both for a month's supply. So you get two that. The app is free. There's, like, no membership fee. It just, like, and then it integrates into my Aura Ring app. So it's, like, two apps, but they integrate. So I see everything on my Aura Ring app, which is kind of nice. But I can track. The thing I'm excited for about my Aura Ring is that you can track all your symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And for my rheumatologist, yes. That is going to be freaking
cool. I was just because we talk about it, and I think my FBI agent was like, do you want an Aura Ring? So it's been on my TikTok recently.
Mm-hmm.
And some girl was saying that, like, it's like, it was able to anticipate, like, when she was starting to get sick.
Yes.
Just the other day, like, her body stress and everything.
I had it on, it was my second day wearing it when I started getting sick, and it was like, your temperature is elevated today. How are you feeling?
Yes, yeah.
And then I like input all my symptoms, and it was like, you should probably take a rest day tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Sure enough, it was right.
And I think you can like check like your period stuff with the Aura Ring.
Oh yeah, it does. The Natural Cycles connects to it, and it does the temperature monitoring.
Mm-hmm.
One of my friends used it for fertility, and that's how she got pregnant.
Interesting. See, it's just like, it's so versatile. I don't know if I could wear rings.
I don't know. There's so many options out there.
You want to be a believer in this.
There's so many options out there.
Yes,
but I went with the expensive one, and I'm like, I'm one of those girls that wears stuff until it like is dead. It will not work anymore. Like, I'm not going to upgrade until this one doesn't work anymore.
Yes.
But I did hear that they're working with Epic to try to integrate into Epic charting, but they also do, they also have studies that they're using the Aura Ring for that you can sign up for. Like, there's one right now that they're doing on physicians and like 24-hour calls.
Like, oh, is like it stress
and levels, and is it safe for your like body? Is it safe for your mind? So I think that's kind of cool that they're integrating.
Shocking
that.
News. It's not. I can already anticipate the data.
I think it's kind of cool that they're like trying to make things better. So there's not one that I would fit in for them yet, but they send you monthly updates on studies that they're integrating into. So we'll see.
I always like to like put it out there for the world, because you know, like, some people can't afford like the insurance, you know, maybe they don't have insurance and they can't do like the Dexcoms through the pharmacy and everything, because honestly I think it can still be a little expensive depending on.
So these ones don't monitor as closely as a diabetic would need. Like, you have to, when you sign up for it, you have to verify that you're like not diabetic. They won't, like, when you fill out the paperwork for it online, it specifically says, are you pre-diabetic, like. But the nice thing is I can log a meal in my Aura app, and it'll tell me like, okay, that's gonna spike your sugar, it's gonna give you energy that lasts, or like that's gonna give you a quick burst of energy. Mm-hmm. You probably should eat something else with that. So like the other day, before I even had the glucose monitor on, I logged my breakfast, and it was like, hey, this is a great breakfast choice. Like, you have a protein, you have a fiber, you have a carb, like you did really good. And then so I'm doing it more for that, to see like kind of like what it actually does to my body with my lupus, since my body's so different than everybody else's.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to see, like, am I doing the right things? Because I am on my GLP-1. I'm like, am I doing the right things? Am I not doing the right things? Is that why I'm, like, kind of stalling right now?
Yeah.
Or do I need to go up on a dose?
Yeah.
So we'll see.
or we just need to be like the baddest gym baddies. Because
we're
like,
gonna do that
we're
too.
Going, we're going, we're but going like we're very go. Inconsistent about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we're going
so,
together. We're trying.
We're working on it.
Yes. The heart rate monitor on this thing though is really nice. I got to 125 the other day and it was like, hey.
Oh, just like resting or?
No, like working. And it was like, hey, are you getting a little stressed right now? And I was like, yeah. It was like, you should probably sit down for a minute. And I'm like, okay. So I sat down and then like, sure enough, it was like, you've calmed down. You can go back to what you were doing. And I was like, oh, like it just kind of like gives you that little.
Like it doesn't notify me heart rate wise, but it'll like tell me when I have restful periods. Oh, so if I'm just watching my Dancing with the Stars, it's like, oh my goodness, you rested. Good for you. Like you gained back some body energy. And mm-hmm. I'm like, you're welcome, body.
The nice thing about this with sleep is it monitors like how much you're moving. Mm-hmm. Jessica's sleepwalking again.
Yep.
Thank God sleepwalking Jessica doesn't know how to unlock doors. Mm-hmm. Because Kirk would probably find me outside.
Wandering.
Yeah, wandering the street. Kirk's found me eating food in the kitchen before. He's found me sitting in the bathroom. Like, weird stuff. I do weird stuff when I sleepwalk.
You're
it's
stressed.
Fine. I know.
You're stressed.
So, we'll see. We'll see. I'll keep you guys updated.
Okay.
On their
go journey. Ahead and blow this podcast up, everybody, so we can get rich and stop being stressed.
Send out some order rings. Maybe we'll ship some off.
Oh my goodness. Oh my God, I would love to try so one. I would love to try one. I'll try one if you send it.
Well, okay. Maybe we can gift one to somebody. One of our little listeners.
Anybody who wants to just like give stuff to us.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
We can give it away to other people. Do let us know.
We would love that.
We love doing that. I'm like, we don't even need to keep it for ourselves. We just love a good, like, opening a package vibe and then sending it off.
Mm-hmm.
Make a little basket. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Who knows? We need to get into the episode today.
We'll see.
Little tangent aside. Today, we decided we're going to probably go over... We wanted to kind of flow into like studying habits and like preparing yourself for success.
And what we did to prepare for lectures.
Mm-hmm.
What we did to prepare for clinicals, like how we prepared for it all.
Because I think it's hard, especially if you haven't, like if you're not in nursing school right now, maybe you're just starting to get into nursing school. Let's go like a little bit over what our program looked like. It's going to look a little bit different for everybody, but we'll kind of give you like how often we were at the school and like what we were doing there. So
at least one day is spent lecture, and it's 4 hours in the morning, 4 hours in the afternoon. So basically 8 hours of lecture in one day,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of a lot.
Yes. At least for us. I don't know. I think some places do it, you know, like two lecture days.
Yeah. Which kind of sucks. Like if you live off campus and you have to drive and all those things. So for us, that was fine because both of us didn't live on campus. We had a couple girls in our class that did live in the dorms on our campus, and going to class is no big deal for them. They just had to get up and walk down the hallway.
That's fair.
The 4-hour lectures are kind of a lot, and you know they say like for every hour you spend in lecture, you're supposed to spend so many hours studying and preparing and all of that. And it's
I think
very
it's what, like 2 to 3?
2 to 3, and I would say double that for nursing. You're going to have to learn how to study the material, like the information, and know the information. So whatever works for you. I know a lot of people do like active recall where they like write it out on a whiteboard. That helps. That wasn't my gig.
Mm-hmm.
But we did do it. We would sit down and like practice, like, cause one of the things you're going to do as a nurse is you guys are going to become teachers. We teach our patients a lot of things. Like, I recently just taught a patient how to manage their G-tube. Like,
yeah.
You're going to always be teaching somebody something, and so you need to get comfortable doing that. So the best way to do that, honestly, is we would rent a study room, And Alora would go over, she'd be like, okay, I'm going to tell you about DKA. And she would write everything I needed to know about DKA. And then I'd be like, okay, well, I'm going to teach you about CHF. And I would write everything we need to know about CHF. Like,
mm-hmm.
just the different topics that we went over, all the meds, all the signs and symptoms, the pathology, like everything you need to know for it, we would go over. And then we would sit down and do practice questions together. Simple nursing is great for that.
Oh, yes.
We love Nurse Mike. We have pictures with him, you guys.
We met him.
We need to frame him out. Oh my gosh. We met Nurse Mike.
We've been saying that we're going to do that.
Yes.
And Nurse Cappy.
And Nurse Cappy from Level Up RN.
We love you
guys. We got to meet them in Seattle and it was so much fun. But anyway, so like find something that works for you. We, our school used ATI, so they have the ATI dynamic quizzing.
Mm-hmm.
That was great because you could literally type in like if you wanted to know. Like, you needed to learn more about amoxicillin. You could type in amoxicillin, and it would give every single question in their test bank about amoxicillin.
Caveat. it's not very, like, specific because it may not be on the topic of amoxicillin. It may just have, like, that might
the
be
word
one
in it.
It. That'll just have the word. So it might be an intervention to a question that's a completely different topic.
Yes. That's a little aspect about that.
I always recommend, like, with the ATI dynamic quizzing specifically, like, don't go into it looking for specific topics to test on. Go into it looking for specific question types to test on.
Yes.
Like, because... it's going to follow your NCLEX, right? Because it's a big, giant testing bank that should follow your NCLEX.
And ATI writes a lot of the NCLEX.
Yes. And so you're using the ATI dynamic quizzing to understand how to answer the questions, not just like the question content itself.
Yes. I recommend starting that in your first semester, like learning how to answer the nursing questions.
And only do the easy questions when you're in your first semester.
Yes, because the other stuff is hard.
Like it's like tier based. So it's got like the easy ones and the moderate ones and the hard ones. And honestly, like I think the hard ones just like frustrated me because obviously you don't know much like when you're in your first semester. So I would just stick to the easy ones, feel like you get the flow. Feel like learn how to understand how to answer the questions because there's a specific way that to like look at these questions because they all have something specific
yes.
they want.
I highly recommend getting into like UWorld or Archer Nursing, Simple Nursing. Get in there and look and start learning how to answer the questions because as soon as you can answer the questions and you know the content, you're going to be fine.
Oh, and then off the topic. It's almost Black Friday, so looking for deals. Jess and I, when we were in our first semester, we ended up getting a subscription to Simple Nursing just based off of one of their Black Friday sales, and it was so much cheaper.
And
then I also got my flashcards from
RN. Yep, and I bought my book from Nurse in the Making. It was on my iPad. It was fantastic. Highly recommend. The nice thing about the Simple Nursing subscription is you can either buy the book, and highly recommend whatever works for you, figure it out. But it was kind of nice because we had the subscription and he had the printable sheets that you could print off. And it was like a one-off sheet and it had everything you needed to know about a specific disease process.
Mm-hmm.
And then in that was like a module and he would have his video, his sheet, and then he would have specific questions related to that topic, which I thought was really great. And the questions were NCLEX worded. So they were like, structured like an NCLEX question.
And then I do think he has like when you get to that point because you're buying probably the 2-year subscription, I think, because I think that's how long
it is. I don't know.
Ours lasted, we got it in our first semester and
it lasted us
our whole entire program. So whatever we bought. But they have like he has like an NCLEX review as well. Like a big old, I don't even know how long it is, but just going over everything you could probably need to know about the NCLEX in more general terms.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you want to get a little bit more in depth nitty gritty, I would suggest maybe going onto YouTube and seeing some of their NCLEX reviews. But
UWorld does weekly NCLEX live reviews. Those are great. They're on their social media.
Oh yeah, and
you have to pay for those.
They offer a lot of free trial stuff too.
Yes,
like as well. Like really good.
We did so when we went to the SNA conferences. One of the things about those is they do the live NCLEX reviews, and so our first one was Lipcott. It was okay. That lady was mean. We did not enjoy her. She was not open to questions.
Just dismissive. Yeah.
Dismissive. Feedback was horrible. Then we went to the Seattle conference and they had the girls from UWorld there and it was like a big party.
Oh yeah.
She broke down and I don't even remember that girl's name. We should have written it down. She's probably on the website.
It's probably somewhere in there.
It's somewhere on their website. Look for her. She was fantastic about being like, okay, this is the questions. There's like how to break them down, how to answer specific questions, how to look for trigger words, how to look for distractors, because that's a big part of the MCLEX is they give you distractors because it's like, there's always like, there's all these right answers, but which one's the more right answer? So instead of thinking of it that way, it's there's right answers and distractors. And so that was kind of cool to see how they break those down. We also went to like a pharmacology boot camp at the conference.
Oh my gosh. I wrote her name down. I'm going to have to,
we're going to become friends with her.
I know. She was fantastic.
Genius pharmacology teacher.
Such a smart woman.
Genius.
Before.
I loved her. We're gonna get in touch with her and see if we can get her to podcast with us.
We would video podcast with her all day long. We are gonna drop her name in the comments, show notes, you know,
yes,
all the things.
We'll do that for you guys.
But I highly suggest, I don't think she makes a lot of content.
I don't know if she makes content yet. She was saying that she was gonna start.
But follow her socials. That way she actually does start doing it because she's good.
So we can bully her into it.
Yes,
come on. We need her to be a good person. She's
good.
Great. We would recommend her for all of our nursing buddies. Also, ATI, if your school uses ATI, they give you all these books. They give you a box of books at the beginning. And in those books, there's like different ones. There's like med-surg, nursing, mom and baby, whatever. Highly recommend looking at those because those are good outlines. Mm-hmm. And using them as an outline to know like kind of what's important and what's not important as you're digging through your instructor's lectures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
I don't know how useful that is for people. I really did like the disease process pages in the back of those. I ended up making my own that was more tailored to our program.
Mm-hmm.
But the overview one is really nice. I did not like the medication one. It was not helpful for my brain.
No. Just to preface, me and Jess did very well in nursing school. Just so you know, like you're not thinking that we're just blabbing blab.
No. Alora graduated the top of our class and I was
not top.
In the top
I have a very good friend
in the top half.
I was like top five, I think.
Yes, you're gonna shout her out. Summer, you little fucking genius.
Summer, she's my best friend.
I don't understand how that girl brains works. I want to dig into
and
it.
She was number one, and honestly, like I don't even think I could have matched that if I tried. She's smart. I hope she goes. Like, I hope she, like, chooses higher education and just goes so much farther with that smart little brain of hers. But, so I was in the top. I was kind of up there in the top. Not the top.
I was in the middle. Jessica's one of those, like, I want to do well, but I'm like, eh, passed.
Your girl has academic anxiety.
I know, it's fine.
So I had to do well.
Alora likes her academic,
I try.
What is it? Academic gratification.
Academic validation.
Yes, thank you. That's what I was looking for.
But so how I studied, and I highly recommend this to everybody. I know it's very bland and it's not wonderful, but always figure out your learning style. I think, you know, we just talked about that with my preceptor stuff, but that's like one of the biggest thing I think you need to look at for yourself. Like you need to are you an auditory? Like, do you need to listen to things over and over again?
Mm-hmm.
Do you need to visualize them and then write it back out? Do you need to just like read them and you're good to go? Like figure that out now before you get into nursing school, because your studying is just going to look different.
It's going to look different no matter what. It's
like, you're not just going to be able, because I know some people are just very like academically smart and they can just read that book the one time. Or listen to the lecture the one time and then they go and ace a test. You can't do that with nursing school because the test isn't just like regurgitating the information from the slides. It's putting into a different context.
Yeah.
So you're taking everything you learn and then you're now putting it into a scenario where you may have several right options, but now you have to decide with your critical thinking skills and the knowledge you've built up, like, is this the most correct answer?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's where a lot of people struggle. Like, you may do fantastic before you get into nursing school, but then you're like struggling because you're adapting. So if you haven't started nursing school, like, just get in on that train, you're going to have to be a little bit more strong with your willpower. You're going to want to study for
Find
this.
Your favorite spot in the library. And I know it sounds so nerdy. Our school, even though it was a community college, has a beautiful library.
Mm-hmm.
They have these big floor to ceiling windows. They had perfect little quiet study rooms.
Yes.
I mean, it was a great space to use. And I love when we went in there around finals time. And guess where all the study rooms were booked for? Nursing students.
Literally.
Because we're all crazy.
Everybody just anticipated in. So yes. At some point, like, if we didn't have a nursing, like, if all the rooms were booked up,
we started finding people.
We would just, like peek into a room and our people would be there.
We're like, we come in.
We're here.
Yeah. So how did you prepare for class? Day one.
Okay.
After you figured out, like, okay, this sucks and I need to study better, what was your preparation for class?
Oh, girl, out the bat, I knew that this was going to be a little bit of a harder ball game because I'd watched my dad go through it. And obviously my mom has been an educator for a long time. Mm-hmm. So she, like, whipped my butt into shape before classes even started. She was like, you need to figure out how you need to study. Mm-hmm. And honestly, if you've ever taken an anatomy and a physiology class,
yeah, that's the closest thing I can.
I would say it's on par with just how much you're studying. Like, the content's not the same, but on par with, because I studied my butt off for anatomy and physiology. Mm-hmm. So I was already getting kind of used to, like, aggressively studying. So what I would do beforehand, and this really followed me well into nursing school, is that required textbook, read it. I know it sounds dumb and it's very tedious, but, like, there's a reason why they're using that. And a lot of professors do pull their content
from the textbook,
old textbooks, right?
Yeah.
And they're a hard read, but I really think it, like, challenges you to, encourage your intelligence, right? Because these books, like, they are hard to read and you are going to have to look.
Yeah, they have big words.
Yes, and you're going to have to, like, learn how to understand, like, a textbook language, but I think it just makes you all the smarter. Anyway, so I would read the lecture reading the night before and mm-hmm. I would make my notes on it, right?
Okay.
And I use Notability now, you guys. I like that one quite a lot, but Good Notes is good too.
Yeah,
or you can use pen and paper, whatever you need to do.
Yeah.
But I would write down just the general stuff. Like, you're going to burn yourself out if you just try to write every single thing down in that book from your reading. So I would just do kind of like the general topic information. So it would be like the disease process. So, like, if we're doing COPD, like, I would write down the disease process. I would write down my risk factors. I would write down the signs and symptoms, and then, just kind of like our nursing interventions, right? Nothing crazy, but just skim it, read it, and then move on. I also learned at my preceptor class, you have to hear or see or write something 8 different times before you really understand the information.
Yep.
8 different times, everybody on the podcast, for all of y'all listening. That's a lot.
That's a lot of times.
And so that's what I'm saying. I'm like, you don't want to burn yourself out that night one just trying to learn the information.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know, when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself, talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Like, skim it, learn it, you know, move on with your life. And then you go into the lecture. And now you're a little bit more prepared. I would definitely suggest interacting, because the more you can, like, active recall when they're asking questions, the better you're going to be on the test, because that is one of the forms of, like, hearing it, seeing it, speaking it. And then
I always came to lecture with my questions written down.
Yes.
Of things that I didn't understand. And if I didn't get them answered within the lecture, I made sure to ask them.
Yeah. And then that's a good place where you, like, deepen your understanding of the topic. So now you're listening to the lecture and you're looking for more of the, like, the finite things that you don't understand. Mm-hmm. You're clarifying those questions with your instructor, instructor.
Yeah.
After the lecture or in the lecture. And then following that, I would do, like, podcasts, YouTube, you know, like, hearing it in a different style.
What's the one where you can take your notes and have them do it into a podcast?
Oh, it's there's a couple different places, but our instructor actually would use Google to do that, like Google.
Oh, the notebook, AI. The notebook LM.
Yes, the notebook LM. That was a
our instructors one. Actually, like, our last 2 semesters started taking their notes and making them into podcasts, which I thought was fantastic. I would listen to them while I was driving or in the shower or whatever. And it was, for being AI, it was pretty good because it had two people talking back and forth. And they really like re-solidified that I knew the information our instructors wanted us to know.
And if you don't know how to do that, one of the girls in my class actually started doing it because she wanted our podcast to be, or like the podcast to be a little bit more in-depth. So she would scan the textbook with like Adobe, the free one. Mm-hmm. And then she would turn that into like text font with Adobe, because I guess it's all free. Mm-hmm. And then she would put it in like that. So yes. If you don't know how to do it, that's how you do it, guys.
We'll put a link in for that AI podcast generator for you guys, so that if you're in nursing school and you're looking for it and you're listening to us, you have a link right there. We'll put it in the thing.
Yes. And so after all that, you know, like you did the pre-reading, you did the lecture clarification question asking, you did your podcast, your YouTube after that for some audio. Then we would all follow up with a big group study. Everybody find your friends in nursing school, get yourself a good study group.
There are some people who do not do well in group settings. If that is you, figure that out early. Figure out what works well for you. Mm-hmm. I do like the group setting because, A, it gave you a chance to teach, practice your teaching skills. That is a hard skill that you're going to have to do as a nurse. You have to teach. It gave you that opportunity. It gave you the opportunity to see what everybody else picked up on from the lecture because... Each teacher's
like perspective is different from everybody.
Yes. And each teacher had things, like Alora's mom is one of the instructors now, and she has things that she does in her PowerPoints to kind of guide people where she wants them to go. And so if one person in your group isn't picking up on that, the rest of the group may have, and you can get those people on the right track so that everybody does well. Because I know, like, people say nursing school is competitive. It should not. Nursing school is a team sport.
Yes.
And...
Well, yeah, and I think we really need to, like, change the mentality.
Yes, and I feel like as a group, you either fail or you succeed together. And it really, like, it really sucked for us when we saw people failing, and we're like, but you didn't come to study group.
Yes, don't be...
Or you didn't show up when we invited you out for coffee and we yapped a little bit about what we talked about in lecture. Or, like, you know, the people who would dip out early when the teachers were giving, like, review sessions. Like, they'd be like, okay, we have 10 extra minutes, let's review topic from last week. Wow. And people would dip out. And I'm like, you guys missed the opportunity to get the extra information. Or they did go to office hours and ask questions with our instructors. Like, there are so many opportunities for you to do well, and you just got to take advantage of every single one of them. If there's office hours, book them. If there's a tutor on campus that does tutoring for nursing, book them. Like, you need every single ounce of help you can get to make it through nursing school. It is hard. It is meant to be hard. You are taking care of people. So...
And remember that high cortisol does, in fact, like, it affects how you process information.
Exactly. So you're
already stressed. Sometimes you need, like, a good, like even if your study group is a little bit more yap instead of study, because sometimes we would have those days where we were like, we didn't really actually get anything done, but, like, we just sat there together and, like, we decreased our stress load together as well.
Well, and we would get coffee together. We would go eat breakfast sometimes in the cafeteria, like, something. To be in good company of other people who are going through the same thing you're going to, that's hard, is good. One of the other things that our SNA program did, club chapter did, was we had a mentorship program, which I thought was really great, where, and Alora was actually the mentorship director, so I should let you talk about that. What'd you do?
I lay on it, but here, hold off for a second.
What'd you do there?
You're very passionate, I see
it. I know.
But I just wanted to focus back on, because you said something very, like, smart. You said something that we are, it's a team sport.
Yes.
And you need to start practicing that during nursing school, because we did have, you know, people in our first semester where they were like, oh, this is a competition against, like, the rest of the people. Like, I am competing against you guys. Like, somebody said that, and I was like, ew. Stop it now.
No, because if you think about this, these are future coworkers. Yes. I mean, I think of every single nurse I meet as a coworker. Like, we're all on the same team, even if we don't technically work on the same unit. Like, it's a team sport throughout the entire facility. And if you can't be supportive of someone sitting next to you in class for 2 or 3 years, however long your program is, how are you going to be supportive about that person that you work with every day?
Yeah, just like it creates a negative mindset. I think it creates a lot more stress on the person too. Like if you constantly think that you're competing against somebody and you're constantly like trying to one up somebody and they didn't care about it at all because they weren't competing. Nobody's competing against each other.
Well, and I think that's where the nursing needs the young mindset comes from. Maybe. That it's a competition.
It may be.
It's not.
I think if, and this is not to say like don't do well, because I, like I said, I do well. I love schooling. But like if you're going to motivate yourself to get top grade, do it because it's what you feel like you need to do for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like it has nothing to do with anybody else in that room. And it is not going to diminish any opportunities you have in the outside world. Like if you're going to get yourself a high GPA, you're going to get yourself a high GPA and you're going to go to your higher colleges and your graduate nursing stuff. But don't make that everybody else's problem. Don't make yourself stressed out. Don't bring the atmosphere down just because you think you're better. Because I think that's kind of where it stems from. You. They're like, you're just trying to be better than everybody else. And just, it was, okay. It's supporting people here.
Here's the thing. Like, if you're a supportive friend in nursing school and classmate, it says you have to be a supportive coworker and nurse towards your patients. Mm-hmm. It is, our job is very hard to have the compassion and the emotional maturity and emotional stability to support people through their hardest moments in life.
Mm-hmm.
So if you see a friend who's struggling, be like, hey, what can we do to help you? Because what we do, this is what we're doing that's working for us. Let's try it for you.
Yes.
And it gives also gives you the opportunity, once again, to be the teacher. It gives you that opportunity to be the support person, which you're, these are all skills that you have to have as a nurse.
Yes.
So
better to practice
now. Start practicing them in nursing school.
And then on top of it, you are most likely going to work with your classmates at some point.
Mm-hmm.
There's
two girls on my floor that we were literally in class with every single day.
Yep. And there are two girls on my floor that I work with, and I love them both so much, and I'm so glad they came over.
We have different relationships with them now than we did in nursing school, but the foundation was built in school.
Yes. And just remember, and I know we always go back to this, we all network, we all know each other. Don't be that person.
Nurses are yappy.
Like, don't be an aggressive and non-supportive person and expect that to, like, follow you in a positive manner
mm-hmm.
when you're applying maybe for future jobs and you do end up like maybe somebody on the board that you were classmates with is now like interviewing you and that character follows you. So I don't know. I know we harp on it a lot, but just it's not hard to be a good person. You know, it's not hard to be supportive. Even if you're kind of like a loner, you know, like you're not really big on like the super big friend groups, that's fine. You know, do what you need to do.
Like I said, figure out what works for you and stick with it.
Yes. Like, just be nice, you know, support where you can. Make sure you get some support back. Don't be afraid to tell those little bitches.
Well, just say, I need help. Nice. Like, as a nurse, it's important. And the day you stop learning is the day you're scary as a nurse and you're not safe anymore. I cannot tell you how many times I stick my head out of a patient room or a bedroom and I'm like, can somebody come here and explain this to me? Or, I don't understand. Those are words that need to become a very big part of your vocabulary because you're not going to understand. And it's okay to not know. What's not okay is not to search for the reason. You need to figure out what the information you need to know. Mm-hmm. And you need to learn how to do that appropriately. And so that's another thing. Like I said, I would go to class prepared with my questions. Like, that's how I sat and watched my simple nursing videos, my level up RN, my registered nurse, this Nurse Sarah's videos, and I would listen to podcasts. We have a whole list of things that we will just get together and put out there for you guys on things that we use to prepare.
Oh, yeah. I think we still even have, because we ran SNA.
Yep.
She was the president, I was vice president, and we had all those resources. I think we still have them.
We're just going to post them for you guys, too.
We'll just post them.
Also, I'll post my study outline, like what I used, my little template. I will make that up for you guys and post that as well if you want to use it.
I didn't really have a template, so I won't post anything
online. Yeah, I'll put it in there. We'll get all of the links and things together for you guys because I feel like we're all in this together and we want you guys to be successful. So like if you guys are passing and getting good grades.
I think I used to have my notes though. So maybe I'll like post a screenshot of what my notes used to look like.
Okay.
Maybe, I don't know.
Let us know what you guys need.
Yeah.
Highly recommend checking out those. We'll leave a list of nurse influencer, whatever you want to call them. I don't know if I would call Nurse Mike and Nurse Kathy influencers. I think they're educators.
I think they
are. We'll post those for you guys. The things that we liked about him, the do's and the don'ts. Definitely just like check out what
is going to work for you, invest in it and use it because it's helpful. And it just adds to your arsenal of resources that you're going to need to get through nursing school.
Hey, besties, it's Jess. Sorry, you know, Laura and I just started yapping and we couldn't stop. So we accidentally started talking about what we did to get ready for clinicals specifically, not just lecture. And it was starting to get a little long. So we've decided to split the video again into a part one and a part two. So stay tuned next week to hear how we got ready for clinicals.